Good morning, Vietnam!
Update your weight.
God damn it. All right.
What's good, peoples of the podcasting platforms and possibly our friends? One of our friends started listening to our podcast yesterday. He was like, I never listened to your podcast, but I listened to the one yesterday and I was really disappointed. I was like, why? He was like, you didn't throw in the General Yoda meme that we made the night before.
Oh. So you can do that now?
Yeah, I guess I could talk about that. Anyways, welcome back to another episode of The Morning Ride with,
Christopher,
Johnny, and Tommy.
That works. Wait, who's Johnny and who's Tommy?
I'll be Tommy.
Wouldn't that make sense if I was Tommy? Because obviously I have the T in my name, therefore I should be Tommy.
I don't have a J in my name.
Well, sucks to suck now, doesn't
suck,
it?
Suck to suck, BB.
Sucks to suck, Johnny, now, doesn't it?
Fine. Okay, I'll be Johnny Boy, alright?
Johnny Boy! Johnny Boy!
Johnny Boy! So it's a nice 45 degree weather day.
Dude, I'm loving it.
The sun is out. I've got the butt warmer on the seat because I'm kind of freezing a little bit. I have a presentation to do as well today.
Oh, fun. Pandora's Box, right?
Pandora's Box, yeah.
Have you started that presentation at all?
I practiced last night. I think I can do it. I wrote everything down on note cards, and I practiced it, and I was like, I feel like I can get this. But then I'm going to probably go up on, in front of the class and then freak out and have my knees shake and then fall over.
Could you imagine if you just, fall over, curl up into a ball, and go, future!
I don't want to do it, dude.
Let's talk about memes today, guys.
Oh, yeah, meme in particular.
Not really one meme in particular. I thought we were going to talk about all memes in general, because all memes are not created equal.
So, what is this, PewDiePie's meme review?
Meme review! Subscribe to PewDiePie, guys, if you haven't done that yet. You didn't think we'd do two advertisements in a video? No, this is not a paid advertisement. This is a crisis that the American people and 9-year-olds around the world have to solve. We need to subscribe to PewDiePie, okay?
Hey, PewDiePie, if you hear this, please sponsor us. We'll help you out and
yes,
send tons of people your way.
Tons of people, yes. The tons of people that listen to our podcast.
What if you actually...
Meme review!
That'd be so fucking crazy if he stumbles across this. I doubt he would.
I don't think he will. He's in the UK.
Yeah. What was I gonna talk about?
Memes,
right.
Memes.
Scratadoo, Floradoo! Alright,
okay, this is turning into PewDiePie. We don't need that.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm just too excited today for whatever goddamn reason.
For that presentation in Latin class, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, I don't want to present, but I have to, but I don't know.
Alright.
Sorry.
So yeah, let's talk about the current state of memes.
I just want to make a quick meme.
A quick meme.
So, I think a year ago, or a 6 months ago, a long time ago, we were playing GTA Online, right?
Who's we?
It was me, Grant, maybe Scott, and Will.
Cool.
This is our friend group. We're just a bunch of
Yeah, if you hear a random meme throw, it's probably from our friend group. Don't worry about it.
We're just a bunch of autists that play video games together. And essentially, we're playing GTA Online. And if any of you have played GTA Online, you know that there's a bunch of online jobs that you can do. You have people that contact you and they're like, yo, steal a car from me, or use a giant helicopter and extract a giant cargo container for whatever reason, kill these people or whatever. So we were going around doing all these missions, and we were getting so bored because it's just a constant grind. And when you're constantly grinding in that game, it gets so boring.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I don't know why the topic of Yoda came up, but we started making really weird Yoda noises in the call, and for some reason that became the funniest shit that we've ever done. I don't know what it is, but apparently, we think that the way that Yoda says yes is super funny. Because the way we say it is, yes! So every time we get into a call, I'll just come up to my mic and just be like, yes! we'll just make random noises that Yoda would make. And then 2 nights ago, we were playing Rainbow Six Siege. And we were in a game. The new update for Rainbow Six Siege came out. So there's like the two new operators and the new map. I didn't really care because I didn't really focus on this new update. And I was just kind of learning the map. But we just started creating the most stupid scenarios with Yoda. And we've come up with General Yoda.
Because which is technically a thing, right? Isn't Yoda technically a general?
No, he's
or
like
a... was a general at some point.
I don't know, he was a Jedi Master, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm pretty sure he was a general at some point, because you have to be a general to get to a Jedi Master, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't really keep up with the Star Wars.
I don't know, man.
Fan.
It's lore. Been a while since I've been, like, looked at Star Wars in a while. Continue.
Anyways, we thought it would be really funny if, like, Yoda existed in real life, and he was either a drill sergeant or a commanding officer. Like, during a huge war, like, especially, like, World War One or whatever.
Yeah.
So, we were making up this scenario that, like, he would talk normally to other people. Like, there would be other squadron commanders that would run up to him and be like, Commander, Commander, do we, what do we do? Do we cross across? Do we cross across? Do we go across no man's land, or do we flank the right side, left side? And he'll, like, explain to you, like, oh, okay, I'm gonna need you to go on the right side, take out the AA gun or whatever, and continue moving forward. And then you run up to him and be like, Commander, what about me? What do I do? And then he goes like, you have to kill all the enemies! He just talks to you in this most retarded Yoda voice. And like, we imagined all these like conferences or whatever where like just, there's a bunch of people talking about a serious topic and you just hear Yoda like in the back corners being like, yeah. I don't know, this guy in front of us is fucking stupid.
The light is green, that means you hit the gas pedal, right?
Yeah, I panicked for a second. I was like, oh, we're about to ram into that guy.
Because he didn't hit the gas pedal. Anyway. What are popular memes right now that are like, I don't know, that is taking over the meme community?
Memes we will look at. I don't know.
I honestly, I feel like I feel like we've hit a depression in the meme economy. Because, like, literally, I think the most recent, really popular meme was, like, they did surgery on a grape.
Yeah, I don't even understand the meme. I didn't even look at it.
This is the prophecy right here. This is one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is it. Memes are about to end.
Because if you look at Reddit, like, the only memes that you'll find on the meme subreddits, like, are just,
TikTok.
Like... No, they're very, like, self-aware memes. As in, like, all the memes say, like... it's kind of like a meme template, but then it's like people who look at a post and then move on, and then it's just like everyone on Reddit wants you, whenever you look at a post and you save it, they want you to upvote it.
Yeah.
So Reddit is being super self-aware right now. So there's nothing funny going on Reddit right now.
The only thing that's funny on Reddit is deep fried, and that's literally just because it's deep fried memes. You can't go wrong there.
But a lot of them are so bad.
I know.
There's only like very rare ones that I find and I save on my phone. It's all just like that's why I subredded what no that's why I subscribed to the cursed images subreddit.
Yeah,
because that's more funny.
That's always a jackpot.
Yeah, that's more like funny.
I feel like the current meme state for like I think the current meme state for most like professional memers like myself and like Chris. Yes, I get paid to do memes. Don't worry about it. I don't sell memes illegally to the people of the EU.
I sell memes to 9-year-olds. Come get your meme.
I think for me, like the funnier memes out there are just the cursed images that everyone, because those have never been bad.
Yeah.
But like, all I'm seeing these days on YouTube, as far as memes go, is like. I don't know. Like,
it's just TikTok, I feel like.
Yeah, it's just TikTok, and I'm kind of like upset. I feel like we shouldn't be relying on a app that's basically Musical.ly, but you know, to like for good content, and you kind of are.
Yeah, like the current meme state on YouTube, it's all just TikTok because like the guys running those TikTok compilation channels, they're making bank off of those.
Yeah, that is. I feel like that's like the big normie. Meme source.
Yeah.
And us not normies and professional memers who are always looking to invest in the future, you know?
That sounded fucking cringy.
Dude. Yeah, it's the meme state right now. It's cringy. Those of us who are looking, like, okay, but, like, those of us who are just, like, looking for fresh content, I don't know. I just don't feel like there's a lot of fresh content going on. Like, yeah. You can't really make a meme out of any current affairs, because, you know, the only thing the news is covering right now is Bill Gates just died. Or not Bill Gates, sorry.
I was about to say, wait, I don't George remember Bush. Bill Gates dying.
Oof. The Bush boy.
The Bush boy. Someone's gonna
Which,
hate us for saying
that. Indeed, rest in peace, George Bush, but...
I mean, like, also, TikTok... Dude, like, all the kids on TikTok are just beating a dead horse, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like they're doing the same meme over and over again.
Yeah, it's just so repetitive, and it's like... At first, when they started happening, it was fun and funny to look at.
Yeah.
And you understood that, like, TikTok is a garbage app, and people who are making fun of it, they were great.
Yeah.
But people are just constantly beating the horse, and it's like, there's no need for this, dude. It's not funny anymore. Just stop. It's like, you gotta do something new.
Find some fresh content, or make some on your own.
Yeah. Cause I clicked on one of those compilation videos like at least a week ago.
Yeah.
And you know that video of the girl, that Asian girl who did like that serious like TikTok where she was like, my mother is dead or whatever, and
cries.
Someone made a meme out of that again a week ago on TikTok. Is that not beating a dead horse?
I feel like you're literally just repeating the same thing over and over again. It's like people who still like the Ugandan Knuckles meme.
Yeah,
and go around clicking like,
yeah.
Do you know the way? Do you know the way? He does not know the way. Speak on him.
I mean,
like, it's like people who still go. By the way, there's a kid at our school who still does that. It's the most annoying.
Let me guess, he's a freshman.
No. He's in our grade.
He's a senior?
Yeah, he's a senior.
Who is it?
I don't know, but he's in one of my classes.
Oh my god.
It's awful.
Is it Owen?
No, I don't think it is. I don't know who it is, but dude, it's bad. It's real bad. The fact that this is our current meme state, where we're just reverting back to old memes, and like, you know, it's just the economy's imploding on itself. I think they did surgery on a grape. Like, 2018's been a shit year for memes.
Yeah.
And like the best thing that came out of it was what? I don't even know.
I don't know.
The fact that there's no memorable memes coming to mind right now is disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, like, last year, we were victims of the Ugandan Knuckles meme. Like, we came into AP Computer Science fucking clicking away, do you know the way, like, the entire time.
Late 2017, early 2018, and then it died, yeah. And then I feel like it was just time to let it go, you know?
Yeah, we did
gotta
that.
Gotta let good memes die.
We did that for, like, 2 months, and then we stopped.
Yeah.
Because we knew it was dead. But, like, you know, VR chat and shit like that, they were still making new stuff about that.
Yeah.
But then it became so... Everyone at school was doing it.
Yeah.
Even people who had no idea what the meme was or where it came from were doing it as well. And
yeah.
I was just like, this has to stop. This is
There was a thing I saw, though, recently. It's kind of funny. And it was a meme of some guy in VR chat. He was dressed up as a suit of... his costume was a suit of armor. He's like, can I have a piece of sushi? And you guys are like, yeah, sure, whatever, dude, just take one. And he flips up his little night mask, and he's like, oh, thank you, brother. And it's the do you know the way thing. That was funny because it was unexpected. It was good. It was good to see him back. But like, no, you don't. That does not mean you need to bring it up again. Like, I don't need to see more of this Ugandan Knuckles stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like most of our good memes nowadays. Is just finding a funny image and then just slapping a text in front of it. Like, I don't know, or just finding an image in general. Like, I feel like those are the memes of today.
We're resorting back to, like, 2008.
Yeah, 2008. Like, there's a meme I saw of some guy riding his horse. And I don't know if you've ever played the game Shadow of Colossus or, like, ever heard of it.
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it. So you know how you, like, slay all the colossi and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... It was a picture of one of the missions, and the guy was riding his horse with an arrow drawn, and it said on the he's about to fire at a colossi, and the colossi literally just says, like, has the word insult on top of it, and the arrow literally just says no you, like, literally, is this what we're doing? Is this our meme state now?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Everything is just god awful.
Now I feel like there's some memes that are like. That have that sort of, like, format and context to it, and they're good, but that's once a day I'm finding good memes like that.
Yeah.
like honestly, I would be surprised if we see a rise of like like more memes like with the iFunny trade or whatever it is, watermark in the bottom.
Dude,
because so many of those memes are coming from iFunny, it's just like they're not even good.
Yeah, there's too many people using iFunny and people think that that's where memes come from, and it's like No. And I've used iFunny for a few years. I used it from like sixth grade till like freshman sophomore year. And yeah. By the time I got there, wait. Oh shit, that's Dave Ramsey. Huh. My sister taught me about that guy. He taught us how to find it. Hey, sister, if you're listening to this right now, I just saw a Dave Ramsey poster in front of a church. Apparently he's gonna be talking there. Anyways, sorry, that was super irrelevant. My sister listens to this podcast, but
okay.
So shit, what was
I wish I had siblings to listen for this to listen to this.
Wait, shit, what were we talking about?
We're talking about memes.
Right, well,
I don't know. I don't know.
Damn it, I completely lost track.
Fuck. It was like the text memes and iFunny. Like,
right, yeah. Yes, okay, so iFunny. I use that app from like sixth grade to sophomore year of high school. And at the time, in middle school, iFunny was actually funny. But then, as time went on and more people started using the app, by high school, everything just kind of started dying. And a lot of the memes I didn't understand and they weren't really funny.
Yeah.
And people thought they were so funny. And like, even to this day, like Adam still uses iFunny. And it's like, why? Nothing on there is funny.
I feel like the only good memes that I'm finding recently are just like the really ultra hyper specific weeb memes. I don't know, like, because I actually understand what those are, and they're fresh, and they're, because there's always like new shows coming out and stuff, so there's always new memes to be made about it. So like that at least, like, the weebs are doing fine. The weebs and the people who actually like watch anime avidly understand those memes and, you know, everything. Like, yeah. But like, as far as everything else besides that, dude.
Actually, you know what my theory about behind all this is, that every time we find a good meme, we get a dopamine rush out of it, right? So every time we find all the best memes, we get so high off dopamine.
Yeah.
That memes start becoming bad, and then we resort to really weird fucked up shit like cursed images. Like, I'm pretty sure that's the case, and like why we do this.
Dude, it makes sense.
Like, if you guys don't understand what I mean by cursed images, like, just imagine just, like, literally receiving a photo of...
No, I got a really good one. Imagine, like, you're just texting with your friend, right? And completely out of context, he and or she, because we're not sexist on this channel, he and or she sends you a picture of a bell pepper that's got its top cut off, right? And it's completely carved out. But it's got, like, milk and, like, Fruit Loops in it.
It's just got cereal in it.
Yeah, in the bell pepper. Like, that's a cursed image right there.
Yeah, and, like, the ones that I have in my phone, there's, like, a guy, like, in the north or something, he's drinking a beer and just sitting on a bonfire, like, just on the physical fire itself, and he's just having a good time. There's another photo that I have of,
a guy who's sitting in a bathroom and he's just covered by bread loaves.
there's a guy sitting in a bathroom, curled up into a ball, and there's shit tons of bread just scattered around him, and he looks like he's going insane. There's one photo of a guy sitting in front of a bonfire, and he's drinking a beer, and on the bonfire you can see the crucifixion of a minion on fire. And he's just watching it with a beer in his hand.
Why does every other meme have to be related to a bonfire and a guy drinking a beer?
I don't know. I have another photo of
a bonfire and a guy drinking a beer.
No, of a sink, like a faucet.
Yeah.
Just spewing out fire.
Have you seen the one where it's the sink and it's there's one where it's like a sink faucet and faucet. I don't know. It's a sink. And the faucet of the sink is disposing water, but then it goes down and it starts curving back up. I'm just like, yes.
I have a photo of a cat in a bathtub. And the cat has a really sad face. Like, you know those really weird cat faces that, like, look like they're crying?
Yeah.
But there's, like, a giant just a giant dildo suction cupped onto the wall next to him. It makes no sense, but it's just random.
See, this is why cursed images are great, guys. If you haven't, go check out, I don't even know, is it / cursed images for the subreddit?
It was like / cursed images.
/ cursed images, yes. Guys, please, if you haven't, check that out, and if not subscribed to that subreddit, you need to, dude. It gets me through my depression.
Just a word of caution, there's a lot of really weird shit on there.
Yeah.
Like, there will be
if you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening to this podcast, then...
I don't think you're gonna do
that. Yeah, I think you're gonna be fine. I think you're gonna be okay.
If you do decide to search up Reddit and go to cursed images, don't go to the subreddit of curse images, because those are really messed up.
You're getting a warning from us to not go somewhere, then you should probably take it with a grain of salt. Yeah. before you go in there, because that my friend is messed up.
Yeah, another example of a cursed image was actually with Teresa. She was going through my phone, looking through my gallery, looking at all my cursed images. The one that she found the most funny was one where it's a bunch of like rebel fighters in the Middle East, and they're at a corner of a street, and they're all aimed down one like roadway or whatever with AK-47s. And you can see Steve from Blue's Clues, just kneeling right in front of them, and he's like looking forward, and he's like, "I'll find the enemies for you."
That's a good one.
Her mom found that meme funny, and then sent it to her brother, and I was like, "What? Okay."
God. Oh gosh, yeah. Like cursed images is really like pretty much the basis of memes until we get something that's really good, but. Until then, I don't know.
Actually, last night, me and my friend, we were having a battle of who could send the weirdest, like, photos of ourselves to each other.
Oh, I can win that.
Yeah, and I ended up making another cursed image of myself. A lot of the photos that we took of each other were really weird. I have to show you them after we get to school.
Okay. God. Yeah, but, like, I feel like, as far as that goes, that's pretty much the current state of memes. There's not really much to talk about besides that. Besides, I feel like the only good memes are, like...
have you seen the video of a guy making fun of that, like, really weird video where there's, like, stereotypes or whatever? There's, like, an Asian lady holding up a sign that says, "I'm Asian, so I must be smart." And then there's, like, a fat girl, and she's, like, "I eat bad, so I'm fat," or something like that. They're all holding up cards that represent themselves as, like, a stereotype or whatever. And there's a guy reading off those cards, and he's making fun of them. He's like, "I might..." What is that?
I do not know. It's like a black tarp floating in the middle of the road.
I was like, was that a snake? All right. But,
"There's a snake in my boot."
there was a guy making fun of that video. And he was, like, doing this really annoying voice. He's like, "I must be Asian, so I am smart." And then, like, he goes through all the stereotypes. And then at the very end, he does the moth meme. Like, the moth comes up, and he's like... He makes all these really weird noises, and it's so scary.
All right.
That's the only moth meme that I find funny. All the rest are just fucking awful.
Lamp. Just lamp.
That's the meme. Just a moth and a lamp.
Yeah. Like, the thing is, like, I have a pretty solid group chat for as far as, like, memes go. And you know when that group chat is only sending off cursed images, then the meme economy is bad. But when they're sending off, like, things other than cursed images and it's funny, then the meme economy is good. That's how I keep track of how good memes are, you know?
Somehow, I want to know how Grant finds his memes, because, like...
Oh, Grant has his way.
Yeah, Grant has this, like, way of finding memes that I have no idea how. He doesn't even use Reddit or anything. He, like, finds them somehow, and he posts them in
probably one of his Discord servers.
Yeah, and he was just, like, he would post in my memes channel, and it's really... A lot of times it's SpongeBob memes, but, like... Other times, it's just really confusing, and they're not even cursed images, they're just really confusing memes. And even, he makes his own memes, too, with his phone.
So, I don't know. Grant's
I can't special. Wait. I can't wait for the random images or the random memes of like why you know, like with the really like the guy that's kind of like the troll face, but not. You know those memes in like 2006.
The troll face meme?
No, not the troll face meme, but it's like this guy, he's like this. You know, he's got his arms like this, and he's like, why you know do, like, blank, or why you know say blank in response to something. It's a really old meme, but I'm just waiting for, like, something really stupid like that to come back, and everyone's gonna find it, like, hilarious.
Probably, like, Me Gusta is gonna come back.
Here, let me see if I can look it up.
Me Gusta.
No.
Dude, if people start reviving dead memes from like 2007, then you know everything's
bad. It's this stupid meme.
Oh, yeah. Why you know? Okay,
yeah. Why you know that guy?
I dude, when I was younger, I had an iPod Touch, right? The yeah. like really old one, the really garbage one.
Yeah.
And I went onto the App Store to look for funny apps, and funny. Essentially. I found a meme generator app where you take photos of yourself and then you can put one of those classic...
Impact text. Yeah, impact font.
You can put impact font, but you can also put those faces, those... I don't know what they were called. The 2007, like, meme faces of, like...
Dude, I don't know. It's like, why you know, the troll face.
Me Gusta. Me Gusta. All the girl characters, like the blonde, brunette, black-haired, whatever.
Yeah.
You could put all those faces on your face, and then that was the funniest shit ever. Like, I would do that at my friend's house, like, every Friday. Okay. Every Friday, we'd go over to my friend Anthony's house, the one who I visited in Tampa, and, because he used to live here in Jacksonville, and we would visit his house, and I would always bring my iPod Touch, and I would always show him new stupid stuff that I downloaded, and I showed him that app, and we messed around with that so much that we found it so funny. If you looked back on us at that time, you'd be like, wow.
They were stupid.
They were so dumb.
See, I feel like... I feel bad for this generation coming up. Especially as far as, like, memes and media content go. Just because, like... I feel like the time when we grew up... We were like, the experimental group as far as memes go. And then, like, from... I want to say 2000, like... 6 to 2000, like, 10, I'll give it the cutoff. That was, like, kids getting raised in that generation are experiencing, like, the peak of memes. Like, they're growing up with the peak of memes, and I feel like everyone else from 2010 beyond is growing up with the fall of memes. I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna happen at some point.
We were lucky enough to be raised in the golden age.
Yeah, I know. The golden age of experimental memes with the troll face and why you know that.
And now 4-year-olds nowadays are being plagued by social media.
And now we've got kids that are 6-year-old and laughing at, oh my god, he did surgery on grape!
Fortnite!
That's so funny! Fortnite dance memes. No, I was hoping to go through the whole video without talking about that.
Dude, you know those are bad. You know we have to go through the video, what? The podcast talking about bad memes.
Oh, jeez. If we had a video going through a whole entire podcast of bad memes, I literally could just watch, like, the 2 latest meme reviews from PewDiePie, and we would have a full list.
Have you seen, like, companies try to do commercials?
Yes!
By reviving dead memes?
Yeah, I have. Like,
why do they do that?
I got an email from JU... And you know the meme of the guy who's like with his girlfriend and he's looking back at another girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, so the guy is like you, and then the girl next to him, like, he's with is high school, and then the girl that he's looking at is JU, like, advertising their school. I'm just like, oh my, no. God. No.
Delta Airlines, they really screwed up. Because, like, they made an airline safety video in 2018, I think. And they revived Doge, Nyan Cat. I don't remember the other, like, memes, but they were, like, really irrelevant at the time, and they were really bad. And, like, you just kind of wonder, you're like, who was making this?
Whose thought process, yeah.
Whose dad was talking to the wrong kid? Like, this is not okay.
Yeah, and then there's, okay, the only, like, funny company memes I'm finding recently are, what a surprise, they're Weeb memes! Literally, like, DiGiorno Pizza and Arby's have been making so many memes that are, like, really weeby, and it's fantastic. Like, I don't know if any of you guys who listen to this podcast watch a show called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's a fantastic show. Of course, it's an anime, so if, like, that whole entire thing, you know, whole entire anime aesthetic and all that turns you off, that's cool. But, like, a lot of good memes come from it. Like, the To Be Continued meme comes from that show. Really good show. Highly recommend you watch. Anyway, but specifically DiGiorno Pizza and the Arby's, like, fast food restaurant, I'm gonna say in the past 2 weeks, I've at least made 5 memes each about that show. It's actually gold. So that's the only reason I have a Twitter account.
Dude, I made a Twitter account, and I only use it to get into PC giveaways. And I did not use this app at all. Like, I didn't use Twitter, I didn't use my account, and I didn't, like, follow any of my... I didn't follow any of you guys or anything. And immediately...
I never gave anyone my Twitter account. I'm pretty sure no one knows I had a Twitter account until this podcast.
Immediately, porn bots followed me.
Oh, fun.
So, if you look at my followers, it'll say that I have, like, 15. You look at them, some of them look like they have no idea what they're doing, and there's some kind of, like, musical artists that have a lot of followers.
Yeah.
And then the rest are just porn bots.
That's fun.
So, I need to delete my Twitter account, because I don't ever use it.
Yeah. That looks bad on you, too, especially when you're, like, going through the whole entire... college process and all that. Alright, anyway.
I don't even think I put my name under my Twitter account.
What was it like?
I think I put it as like Crisp Watermelon or something. I don't know.
Of course you did.
Alright,
That's all the time we have. Thank you guys for listening to our stupid, ridiculous podcast.
Bad memes.
The meme state and more bad memes. That's it. I hope you guys leave a little message for us as far as like... I don't know. We like hearing feedback. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, feedback is nice. Go through... If we get enough messages, I think we should, like, make a podcast of us listening to other people's messages. That'd be kind of...
But, I mean, I don't know how to, like, access them, because, like, there's no way of exiting the
recording phase. That's true.
So we're gonna have to, like, listen to them and then, like, write them down or some shit.
Yeah, write them down. I think we only have, like, one so far. Which is A.
Which was Scott.
It's just Scott, yeah. Anyway, that's it. We'll figure it out.
I'm really curious to know who our demographic is. Who's listening to us? But anyways, we'll figure it out.